Joining me now live, we have State Rep Dave DeCoste of Norwell. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Christine, always good to be with you.
Well, thank you, and I know we're budget season finally coming to an end, a little bit different than what happened last year.
Yeah, it was a little bit more contention, but you know what? The good news is that we are much better funded and in a much, much better position than we anticipated.
And you're just waiting for, I guess, the governor's signature on the final budget?
The governor, I hope he's going to sign it. There might be some minor issues, but I think overall it's good. It's great news for the South Shore. In my own district, we've got funding for the Rockland Public Schools and Norwell Housing Authority, and also some funding for Hanover's Cultural Council. Big kudos to Senator O'Connor, who secured some funding for the North River Commission. As you know, we've had an ongoing issue with the Department of Conservation and Recreation regarding funding the commission, and this is a great short-term fix, and then we're going to get a long-term solution, which should involve a regular recurring line item in the department's budget to fund the commission, and we'll just dispose of this matter for good.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with it, as I remember, they were only looking for about $50,000, and I believe the North River Commission, isn't that the only, designated scenic river in the entire state?
That's it. It's one of the, yes, the only one in the state. And by federal law, I'm not a lawyer, but the way I read the mandate, we are mandated to fund it. So, and by the way, probably one of maybe the most efficient government organizations you will see. They have not asked for an increase in the last couple of decades. They've managed to make do with what they've had. And so we're looking forward to finalizing, first of all, getting, of course, the governor's signature, getting the money to them, and then long-term sitting down as a smaller ad hoc group with a few legislators, a DCR representatives and representatives from the North River Commission, and hammering out a permanent solution to their funding.
And just so our listeners know, I believe, doesn't this pay for a patrol boat that actually travels up and down the 12 miles of the river and just a part-time staff person to help administer the development proposals that are proposed in that corridor?
That's it. That's what it does. They do a lot of terrific work. They keep on the, it's a safety and also an environmental check against any abuses that they might see along the river, which, by the way, we also have a co-sponsored bipartisan bill to expand the powers of the commission. So essentially they would be able to regulate 40Bs for some reason. They don't have that authority. So you make the slightest change in a deck, you have to go through the North River Commission if you abut the river. But a 40B development, a river marsh in Pembroke is probably the best example right now, can be developed without having to consult the NRC. So we're going to take a look at expanding their powers to stop bad developments like the river marsh development.
Well, that's a great idea. And I guess the six towns that are within the scenic corridor of the North River include Scituate, Marshfield, Norwell, Pembroke, Hanover, and Hanson. So it covers a lot of our core communities here on the South Shore.
Yeah, it sure does. And they, again, a great group of men and women on that commission. And we look forward to, getting them the funding they need to do what they are mandated to do.
Oh, that's terrific. And we appreciate you checking in today. And we'll talk with you again. That's State Representative Dave DeCoste of Norwell, if that's the 5th Plymouth District. And he represents Norwell, Hanover, and Rockland. We'll be back. You too. You have a great day.